Welcome to the Queen Sable Podcast. I'm your host, Marissa J, and today we're going to get into a handful of topics, a handful of things, but first I wanted to address. So last episode I posted on my YouTube channel. It wasn't the whole episode, it was just part of it. And it was the part where I was talking about Candace Owens. And so, I was asked, like, Marissa, why would you do that? Because here's the thing. The YouTube channel doesn't have a whole lot of super controversial topics on there. It has some, but not a whole lot. The YouTube channel gets maybe about 10% of what this podcast platform gets. So, of my, 10% of my flagrancy. Okay. So, every time that I do it, I get a ton of really, really bad comments. The bad comments are more like, this lady is crazy. She's delusional. And then that's it. They don't come with any type of real, like, hey, I disagree with you because of X, Y, and Z. And, you know, 1, 2, 3 is mixed up. But you know what I mean? Like, tell me where I'm wrong at. Don't just come on my fucking shit and just be like, you're delulu. Like, honey, you're delusional. Like, what the fuck is going on? So I was asked, like, why do you keep doing that? Why would you even do that? I do it because every single time that I do, there's always a handful of comments that are really thought-provoking. And that's the whole reason why I do this shit. You know what I mean? Like, I do it because we do need to have, so I feel, is that we do need to have certain types of conversations. And sometimes people come at me a little bit sideways and they don't think I'm going to get on and respond. And I respond to them and they're like, oh, okay, well, I didn't mean X, Y, and Z. I really meant A, B, and C. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Like, we can get on the same page. But you know what I mean? Like, don't just hop on somebody's fucking shit. You know, like, I don't have that many subscribers. So, yeah, bitch, I got time to respond. What the fuck? Yes. I have all the time in the world to respond to you. So anyway, with that being said, let's move on to the first shit, I guess. Oh my god. So, Diddy. Okay, Diddy and Nickelodeon. Alright, this is fucking weird, okay? It's really fucking weird. I'll say this much, you know, people that keep saying, oh, I don't want to see the downfall of another black billionaire, and, you know, not necessarily taking Diddy's side, but taking Diddy's side, you know what I mean? Like, regardless of the circumstances, I just don't like seeing another black billionaire fall. There ain't no more of them, just Jay-Z. Man, shut the fuck up. Okay, because number one, there are no good billionaires, okay? It's not a fucking thing. It's never been a fucking thing. Bill Gates, you think Bill Gates is a nice, friendly, you know, fucking Mr. Rogers ass nigga? No. That nigga evil. All of them are. You don't get to have $1 billion by being the sweetest person in the world. Or even a decent person. That doesn't happen. So, with that being said, you know, I don't want to talk about that shit. I don't want to talk about the Nickelodeon shit. I don't want to talk about the Diddy shit. That shit's triggering for me. So, we just gonna move on. I'm sorry. Get your news somewhere else, baby. Kate Middleton. Kate was missing. Right? And everybody was like, where the fuck Kate at? Where the fuck Kate at? Because she was doing this weird ass shit. Like, first of all, nobody was calling for her. Didn't nobody ask for her. No one. And so just out of the blue, she's just posting, you know, these fucking pictures. Like, I think it was like the UK's Mother's Day. And she posted this fake ass picture of her and her kids. And it's like, did anybody ask you to do that though? Is that like a customary? Is that in your contract as a princess that you have to post pictures all the time? Because it's like, if you just really wanted to be left alone, you know what I mean? You just didn't have to post anything. Am I wrong? Tell me if I'm wrong. Let me know if I'm wrong. But I'm just like, okay, so whatever. The Associated Press and everybody else, they take the pictures down because they're like, ooh, they're fake pictures, they're AI pictures. So, oopsie daisy. Then I don't know. It's the royal publication. I don't know what any of this shit is called. I'm sorry, my deepest apologies, but you got Google, okay? So y'all can figure it out. But whatever royal publication is in charge of all of this shit, they were like, nah, it's just a little bit touched up. It's not AI, it's not Photoshop, it's just a little bit touched up. And that's why everybody took it down. And I'm sitting here like, as many times as often, show me a single Sports Illustrated magazine that has not been touched up and cropped out and done all kinds of different kinds of ways. Like, you can't tell me that that's the reason why y'all took it down. But okay, fine, fuck it, whatever, they took it down. People kept asking, well, where, if that's not her, what is it? What's going on? She a robot? She dead? What's happening? Then she come out and she, cause she, at this point, it's like, yeah, bitch, you did have to come out because you caused all of this. Didn't nobody ask for you? And here you come putting out fucking fake AI pictures and shit. So yeah, you are gonna have to come out and say something. So she comes out, and they were doing all kinds of shit, getting body doubles and everything. Bitches, stay inside. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, so she comes out and she said, this is, I'm not laughing about what she said. I'm laughing at the situation. Okay. She comes out and said that she had cancer. She didn't know that she had cancer, but she had the cancer, and they already got rid of it and took it away before she even knew that she had cancer. She was getting a surgery for something else. We don't know what the fuck it was, but she was getting some other kind of surgery, and they found it was a cancer, and they took it out, and boom, pow, she fine. So you came all the way out to say, hey, y'all, I didn't know I was sick, but I was sick. But I'm fine now, so it's fine. Okay. All right. Cool. Where's your husband? In the thing, she says she's so happy to have her husband by her side without her husband by her side. What the fuck was it? Kate, what is you doing? What is you up to? What are you doing? Where is your husband? Where is he? Everybody was talking about, oh, well, they getting a divorce because he done got this other bitch pregnant or some silly shit. We don't know what's true. We don't know what's not true. But this bitch came out and said that she's so happy to have her husband by her side. Is he invisible? I don't understand. Where is he? Where is he? You the one that got us all invested. You the one that got us all invested. So you have some splaining to do, Missy. Where your husband at that you so proud to have by your side while he's not by your side? It doesn't make any sense. Next thing, preventative treatment. She says she's taking preventative treatment now. She's in preventative care now. Bitch, what the fuck kind of preventative treatment do you have? Is this some Illuminati shit? Because I know that there's this one, they call it a preventative treatment, and it's for folks that got buckles of money. But basically, what they do is they freeze the cancer cells so that way they come back at a later time. Nigga, that's not preventative. You're just postponing the inevitable. So I know that's not what she's talking about. What the fuck do y'all got? Y'all got the cure. Y'all got the cure for the cancer. And y'all just let my daddy die for real? All right. Y'all let my great auntie die? All right. All right. Y'all let my mama get it? Y'all let me get it? All right, cool. That's fine. That's fine. I just want to know, what's the preventative care? What is it? So this is looking real. I'm in a bunkerish. Right now, but okay. Speaking of some conspiracy theories, the Francis Scott Key Bridge got knocked into, got ran over by a fucking boat. It was a cargo ship. cargo ship. Okay. Now they're saying that it was hacked because you could see like it started billowing out like really, really bad, big black smoke at the top of it. And the lights had shut off. And if you look at the extended video, there is an extended video. First of all, I want to know why are people just randomly videoing this ship? What was it? Like 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning? Why were people just randomly? Because it's like two different angles that I've seen. So why were people? And it wasn't like steady cameras. Y'all just videotaping. The motherfucking, all right. I've seen them on the video on the, stamp, but who is videotaping? Okay. If you look at that one of the extended videos, you'll see that the motherfucker had turned around. It had already went underneath the bridge. It turned around and made a U-turn to go to knock into to one of those pillars. And the lights done cut off and everything on that boat before it happened. And for whatever reason, the cops were blocking the bridge. They weren't doing a very good job of it because I seen like two or three cars go by. And then that last car that went by right before it fucking hit. Ooh, wait. So they wasn't doing a good job, but who tipped them off? How did they know to protect the bridge? Why was there construction workers on the bridge? What time of them? It was like 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the fucking morning. Are construction workers out at that time in the morning? Y'all tell me. I don't know. I don't know. Cause I don't be out like that. I don't be no n near nobody's bridge at no 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. So y'all tell me. I don't know. Are construction workers like generally out at that time in the morning on a bridge? And if the police had the wherewithal to block off the bridge entrance and exits, then why didn't they get the construction workers off? I don't understand. A lot of this shit just doesn't add up to me. They're saying the logical explanation here is that this particular ship has had faulty wiring, faulty construction on it. For a long ass time, it's failed all kinds of inspections and some more shit. So, one plus one equals two. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna take care of your shit, then it's gonna. But I don't understand how faulty wiring could make the ship do a U-turn. Cause I saw that shit with my own eyes. You can't tell me that that didn't happen. So, faulty wiring made the ship make a U-turn. And bump into the and crash into the pillar. All right. Listen, I'm not recommending you watch this movie, okay? I'm not recommending it at all. At all. Because it's a really weird movie. But in the movie, Leave the World Behind, and I hate it when people fucking compare shit in the movies. It's a movie. It ain't got shit to do with shit. It's a fucking movie. I hate it when people do, ooh, look at the signs. They're telling it. Why the fuck would they tell us? Ooh, they have to tell us. Who said? Who said they have to tell us? I hate it when people do that shit. But it's weird as hell. How in the movie, them Teslas was driving into each other, and then all of a sudden, you hear these handful of reports about Teslas. This one lady, Tesla, drove her into a fucking lake. Yo, like, I mean, weird shit like that. Okay, and this is in the fucking movie. The Teslas is running into each other on this one road. Like, all the Teslas is just like, ooh, everybody got to come to this spot, and they crash into each other. So, in the movie Leave the World Behind, towards the beginning of the movie, they're at a beach and the ship is a cargo ship and it's off course. And they're looking, this one dude's like, oh shit, this motherfucker ain't got no brakes. So they realize, oh no, it's gonna run up on beach. And it did. And they're saying that ship was hacked, and that, I don't know, hacked it into the beach. Now, again, I don't recommend seeing this movie. They don't explain it. We never find out what the fuck happened with that. But the cargo ship, its name, you can see it plainly on the front, the White Lion. This cargo ship that crashed into this bridge, it's from Singapore. Singapore's mascot animal is a fish with a lion head. Guess what? The lion's white. I'm not saying that the movie is predicting what's happening. I'm not saying that shit at all. I'm just saying it's a whole lot of coincidences and I don't like it. I don't like it. It's giving real apocalyptic. It's giving apocalyptic. Speaking of apocalyptic, you know what? Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. 'Cause I might throw some of this up on YouTube and y'all already be calling me Kanye West anyway, so I'm not finna say it. I'm not gonna say it. Just look up red heifers, okay? Look up red heifers, the location of the sacrifice, okay? When you look up red heifers, you'll see where the sacrifice comes in. Look up where you got to sacrifice the red heifers at and its historical significance. And that's it. I'm not gonna say no more. But then you look at Zelensky, who's the president of Ukraine. You look at Zelensky and you look at his lineage and hey, who he may be loyal to. Because I for real think they try to pull an okie doke. Y'all know I'm not a Christian, but y'all know Revelations and what they be saying and everything. But I'm not gonna say nothing about it. I'm not gonna say nothing about it. I'm not gonna say nothing about it. I'm not gonna say nothing else about it. That's it. For real. For real, for real, for real, for real, for real. So let's get to the elephant in the room. Let's get to the Candace of it all. So, like I said earlier, I spoke on Candace Owens on the show last week. And I put part of that episode up on YouTube. And in that episode, I said she was a grifter. Okay. She starts off as this heavy liberal, realizes that she can make more money as a token. So she grifts on over to that. And it's like any type of bandwagon, anything that somebody is super passionate about, she'll attack it. She's like, yeah, y'all love this person. Let me attack it. Let me just go ahead and fuck up your day real quick. Okay. So that's what she does. And that's what I said she did. Now, suddenly she gets fired after saying that she can't be fired on the Breakfast Club. Y'all remember she was on the break. That was the whole reason why we did that episode last week. She was on the Breakfast Club and, Charlamagne had asked her something about like, why come they can't touch you? She was like, they can't touch me. Ben Shapiro cannot fire me. He can't. Because she really thought that she couldn't get fired by him. Like she's been wild, she's been flagrant, and she's still there. So why would she think that she would ever get fired? You know what I'm saying? But she said it publicly. Publicly. And she got fired. So as it turns out, after doing some digging, because y'all know I don't follow her like that. After doing some digging, she has been incredibly vocal about the Israel-Palestine situation. I was gonna read this fucking report, this CNN report that I found. Out of all of the shit that's been leading up to it, this shit started like a while ago, months ago. And she's been slowly saying shit, talking shit about what's going on over there. And
that particular. She was talking about the Jews, okay? She said the J word too many times and they got mad. Okay, that's basically what it happened. So, and not every. Let me not. All I'm gonna say is this. She's still a grifter. Just because she's a human being that has feelings and goals and aspirations just like we do, that doesn't mean that she can't be a grifter. She grifts. That's what she does. She's a professional at it. Okay? $20 says that she's going to start catering more and more to Black conservatives and trying to get on the fence Black people over to the conservative side. And then y'all just gonna be good little niggas and forget all about how she compared Black people to wild monkeys. And let me rephrase that. She didn't say wild monkeys. She said trained chimps. She called us trained chimps. She compared us to trained chimpanzees whenever another Black person is killed by a white person. She defended Hitler in the name of nationalism. Okay. But y'all just gonna forget all about that. Y'all just gonna forget all about that. Y'all gonna forget completely about how she denied that George Floyd was murdered and made a whole documentary about it, which has been debunked. Y'all just gonna forget all about that shit and just follow her. All right, whatever. Okay. All right. Well, I'm mad now, so I'm gonna end the show. That's it. That's the show. Bye.